Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's Standing Committee Drafting Team call on Tuesday, the 15th of February, we have Tatiana Kramcova, Wolf Knorben, Avery Doria, Philip Shepherd. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Julie Headland, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. No apologies noted for today. And if I could please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon to everybody. So it's the first meeting of this drafting team on the matter of chartering a steering committee. And I'm happy that we have this group together. I do hope that we will have some more participants in the future. I know that Mary Wong could not participate today because she indicated she is not available. And maybe others will join. I don't know. There was another name indicated whom I don't know, but he has had all the problems today to participate. Anyway, this item, Steering Committee on Improvement Implementation, has been talked about for several months already, on council level as well as within the GNSO, I would say. And so far, I welcome the resolution the council made last time that this drafting team should be established, but to think about a charter of this steering committee. What I would like to do today is to think about the mandate of the of this drafting team, whether we have the same understanding of this mandate, and then think about an outline of a chartering of this steering committee, how we could approach that, and what kind of elements should be implemented to such a charter. And then at the end, if it's time, so we should also think about the participation within that group, the timing of that group, and at the end, also formally, we should find, let me say, a DT chair, because as I understood from the council's last call, so I'm an interim chair, still an interim chair of this group. May I ask you whether there is anything else to be added to the agenda from your side, or anything different?
Good to me. Philip speaking.
Who is speaking?
I said Philip speaking. That sounds good to me, Wolf.
Okay, thank you. I hope you all joined the Adobe Connect, and you can see raise your hand, and you can see also the documents which is on the screen. Okay, so clarifying the mandate of this drafting team. You remember, so from the work so far done on the implementation and the improvement of the implementation, there have been established in the past the different steering committees, the OSC and the PPSC, with some working teams. And I was going through the charters of those steering committees, and what I found was that there was already in their charter was already something allocated which maybe or should be allocated to this to the new steering committee as well. So I put it in that chart, in that document. You can see the OSG or OSC charter was saying in addition to what the main targets are, Once recommendations have been implemented, the OSCE will be responsible for reviewing and assessing the effectiveness of the new improvements and for recommending further operational enhancements, as warranted. And the PPSC was a little bit slightly different, but in the same direction, so include the responsibility for reviewing the functioning of the new processes and for recommending any further changes. So I will be very clear here and also find a consensus on that, that with the council resolution from we just had, right, to establish the new steering committee, it is also intended to finish that the work of the so far existing steering committees, OSC and PPSC, should be finished, and then those elements should be, or part of these elements, or in addition some other elements, should be taken over by the new steering committee. So that's my first comment, how I understand that, just from this status, that we can see how is the relation between the new steering committee, the old steering committees, and the council then. And I would like to start with that and go then into the discussion about that and hear some comments, whether that is the same understanding from your side, and then you can discuss that. Avri, please.
Yeah, thanks. Sabri, I think that the standing committee has a large difference from the steering committee. The steering committee is basically put into effect a set of policies, a set of practices perhaps, and now those will start being lived with. There'll be constant over the next year or two realizations that it doesn't cover this, that it's too strong for that, that it's whatever, and that so that's part of what I could see this standing committee dealing with, those many little issues that come up of things that don't work right or things that we realized once we started working that more is needed. There was a very specific decision at the beginning of the creation of the steering committees that they would be short-term, that they would take the initial problem, they would pose a solution, and then, you know, we would move on. There had been a recommendation at the beginning for permanent standing of both of them, but that was objected to by the council at the time, which is actually good because I think another thing a single standing committee will be able to do is look at some of the effects that come out of one steering committee having decided on something and another steering committee having used it and found that it didn't fit quite right. That's, I think, a lot of what we saw in the SOI-DOI discussion, is it was used in various places. And so one of the things I think the standing committee also gets to review is the more complex question of how do these things combine to make GNSO Council and GNSO Working Group practice actually work. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Avi? Philip?
Thank you, Philip speaking. I think I broadly agree with what Avery is saying, and I think we do need to be very clear as to where the work of the OSCE and the PSCE end and ours start. So my assumption is that both those committees should have been responsible for implementing subject to council adoption of everything in the improvements reports, and that essentially our job for this new group would be the subsequent review of those changes that have been implemented from those two standing committees, if it presents any problems, but that we're not looking at doing anything afresh. And I think that clarity would help, because then we see a natural ending to the job of those two committees and a natural start to what we would do. And also, I think, goes in with the flavour of what council was saying at their last meeting, which is a desire not to have a a continuous activity of change and so-called improvement, for which council felt had been distracting from its key work, of course, which is that of policy management.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Philip. So do I understand that correctly? So my question was going in that direction. So do you see an overlapping phase between the so far existing SCs, steering committees, and the new group? So that's the first one, the first question. And if that, what does it mean for the responsibility, let me say, for the new group? So in the context of this, both let me say the items I just mentioned from the OSC and the PPSC charter. So what I would like to say is, you know, I would like to find a way of coexistence, if it's needed, of the three groups. So if not, then it may be easier to be handled. So it depends on the work to be done and the tasks allocated to the different teams. So my question again: how do you see that? What is your advice to that? I just see it first in my role, Marika, one comment, then I think, I don't know who was first, but Philip maybe, and Avi then. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. In relation to that question, I think it is important as well for the drafting team then to take into account that I think if you look at the OSC and the PPSC, I think they're at different stages of their work. As I understand, I think the OSC is nearing the end of its tasks, while I think the PPSC still has a very large task remaining, which is the review of the PDP report that the work team hopefully will put out in time for the San Francisco meeting, but which will still need to go through a round of public comments before it actually gets submitted to the PPSC itself. So they might need to do further review. So I think they have some more work ahead as part of their charter as it currently stands than the OSC. So that would need to be taken into account in the discussion if you talk about whether there needs to be overlap between the three or whether it's desirable or not or how that might work.
Yes. That's okay. I understand, yes. Philip, please.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I agree exactly what Marika is saying. And speaking with my hat on as OSC chair, at the moment we have one outstanding work item, which is getting the rules on proxies right, because currently we haven't. And we're waiting for some feedback from council in order to do that work. But I agree that the PPSC has more ahead of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Avi?
Yeah, I think actually we can, and I mean, I agree, but I think, like you said at the beginning, it's once the work has been approved by the council, and until then, it remains in the PPSC and OSC. So we don't necessarily need to worry about them being different stages, that basically it's not handed over to this group. Well, this group doesn't exist yet, but once this group formally exists, it's not handed over until it's been approved. Now, of course, we've had a couple instances where, you know, it's been approved, and then all of a sudden it's, oops, we didn't realize, and so we kind of unapprove it and send it back. And since there is no standing committee, what else could they do? But at a certain point, it's approved. Those committees no longer having work that's on their list of to do will probably cease to function or drift away, you know, after a while, and so it comes. But if I think we define it more as based on what piece of document, what piece of the process is finished and approved and put into practice, that is the indicator for when it shifts from one place to another, I think it becomes easier. There still may be some fuzzy spots, you know, and then, of course, it's the council that gets to decide, no, we don't think this is ready for the standing committee yet. We really want to send this back to the OSC or the PPSC for the following reasons. They still have that ability. But, you know, by and large, there's a definition. Thanks.
Okay. So what I understand from your from the discussion right now is so you really see a let me say a parallel existence of these three committees, which by the way I understand also the so far committees are steering committees or standing committees. I was of the opinion it's called steering committee, OSC as well, steering committee and PPSC as well. There may be a phase the coexistence of all three committees then, and depending on what the council is going to decide, that's what I understand from your words, then a task is going to be handed over to the new group, or maybe returned to the OSC or PPSC for further improvement on that. Is that what I understand correctly?
This is Avery again.
Yes.
I think so, although I think in general it will be clear. I mean, with a standing committee, once it's going, will have its own set of, you know, predetermined tasks perhaps. But I was thinking in a general case, what I was saying is we don't limit the council. In other words, if the council, even though we may think, oh, well, no, that's a standing committee thing, you know, the council in its wisdom decides, no, we really think this is still, you know, for example, with the council, with council practice, you know, the council operational guide, and you know, that's been one of the most contentious documents so far because they really have to live with it on a day-to-day. And so, you know, they may, and I know the they is you, but they may decide that, you know, no, we want more work out of them. We know we already approved it, but we want more work out of you know, that committee.
Sorry.
That can continue to happen, that, you know, it's not just because you formed the standing committee and the operational guide was already approved once, but then, you know, unapproved, that makes it the standing committees. And what I'm saying is, the council has that latitude. But by and large, I would think that the rule was, unless council decides otherwise, once they've approved something, it would belong to this new standing committee as opposed to the steering committees. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So, okay. So the only question is then for me, the remaining question with regards to that, it could be, I understood so far, PPSC and OSC have a charter where their tasks are pointed out, to make recommendations to be implemented. And so in addition, then is in their task, in addition to what I just mentioned before, that there is a responsibility given for reviewing and assessing the effectiveness of the new improvements and for recommending further operational enhancements. And that's when I read it with that may be an overlap to that what this new group should do or should think about. But let's discuss that further on. I understand it first, and I would agree that to some extent there is a parallel existence of these three groups. But then it is very necessary to clearly differentiate between the different terms those groups have with regards to, let me say, reviewing and assessing the effectiveness, for example. If they are allocated to those different groups, so we should be clear on that, and we discuss that further on, and then and think about what should be our recommendation towards the council with regards to that. But that brings me to the point of the mandate of this. Of this drafting team. The mandate of this drafting team is to come up with a, from my understanding, to come up with a charter or with proposals, suggestions for options for charters if there might be a variety of terms we could not get consensus on, let me say, or if you find, okay, it could be that way or this way. So is that the understanding, a common understanding on that? Hearing no objection to that. So the question then is, what should be? Then let's go immediately to the third item in the agenda. What should be in a draft charter or draft charters or option of charters for this steering committee? I have put some words from just a list of words, very general, in the document I sent out. And what I would like to say is, well, okay, we have some general wording. What is it about this standing committee in general? Where it comes from? Where is it? How is it implemented in the organization here? And then we should find a working method for this steering committee, and that's one of the major points to be discussed. Is should this steering committee work in an active way or a proactive way? That means to come up with recommendations and to do something by themselves, to initiate something by themselves, or should it be a committee which is going to react? That means is waiting for something which has to do with improvement items, something which is wrong with the improvement, or something which is to be discussed with the already implemented improvement elements, just waiting for an initiation by the council or by whomever, and then act on this. So that's a basic question to that, and there may be also different views on that. And I would like to ask, but first I see Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. If I just may make one more point on our previous item, something that the drafting team probably should take into account as well, that I think as it currently stands, the charters of the OSCE and the PPSC are due to expire in June. So if the drafting team feels strongly that there should be some overlap or some time during which it should coexist, that might be an issue that they might want to raise as well in their feedback to the council at some point, with an indication as to until what moment it might be appropriate to have that coexistence, or probably that would require some input as well from the steering committees, depending on where they are in their cycle of dealing with their responsibilities. But I just wanted to note that as well for the record.
Okay, good. It's good to know. So we should take that into consideration as well. Philip, please.
Thank you. A couple of comments. One just actually to reinforce what Marika said about the current expiries, the current charters supposedly ending in June. It is slightly odd that the OSC asked Council with a deadline of end of January to give us feedback about the issue of proxies to improve those rules, and Council missed that deadline, and so we're currently waiting for that information at the same time as we have a supposed charter expiry in June. So to some extent, the issue of overlap is one that's in Council's control, because we're waiting for information from them. So these things are not necessarily in the gift of the steering committees. But anyway, the main point I was going to make was in reaction to all of your bullet points, with this point about proactive versus reactive. I mean, for me, I saw the finishing work on the OSC simply being getting the implementation right. And as I say, for me, the last few actions we've been doing has simply been tidying up attempts at implementation, hearing feedback immediately that those cause problems and addressing those. I see the job of this new group being a bit more long-term in that, you know, things might have been happening for some time. They were basically working, but, you know, perhaps we start to have conversations that, you know, things could be better. You know, how about doing it in a slightly different way? So not that they are actually difficult in operation, but that there may be improvement in the way things are done, or we learn from doing. And in that sense, I saw the job of this new group as being more reactive to those sorts of learnings. I think that should also relate to your next point about membership. And one of the things
let's come to that later on, if I may.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay, fine.
Let's pick on that point and then and ask Alfie.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. On Marika's point, I don't know about the overlap. I don't know that we need to be prescriptive about that. I think that acknowledging that there is overlap because some things haven't ended yet, because as you know, as Philip explained, for various reasons, they haven't. But so that one can start while the others are finishing, and not so much for this group to say we want to see or we recommend overlap, but just it's an acknowledged thing that one is starting up because some work is done, and therefore it needs to be reviewed, maintained, et cetera, and one isn't. In terms of Phyllis' point about it being reactive, I think in the general case, I agree. It is reactive, although I think that it may also be reasonable among its chartered activities to have periodic review or set a poll or actual information collecting, not just wait until things rise to the level of people complaining because they can't stand it anymore, but at some point have an action that says, okay, these practices have been established for a year now. You know, do a review, see how they're working. Are there tweaks that are needed? So, yes, primarily be reactive, but have some sense of just maintenance and continuity of looking at it and making sure that it's still, you know, fit to do the job it was intended to do. Thanks.
Thanks, Abby and Philip. So, for me, I think to make it clearly, so, and it is important, though, really, to differentiate what was he mean, active and let me say, reactive in that sense. So, I refer to what I think Marika was drafting something for the council last time, so a suggestion also what we should think about is. The question was that way: should, for example, the mandate of this steering committee also encompass operational issues arising from the implementation of the recommendation? There may be some discussion already that have been taken on staff level, and I would like. Maybe Marika, you could comment on that. So, what is behind of that question? So, because that's really what we should know. So, whether we should go into that kind of activity, that means operational issues. What is behind of that, Marika?
This is Marika. I actually don't recall specifically talking about the operational issues. I'm just trying to...
It was, you know, that was just in
right,
that...
Right, right. I'm actually quickly looking back at the email I sent. So I think that's more talking from the implementation side, and I think that's
yes.
question where I think some have said that might be, you know, for the council to decide, you know, looking at, for example, some of the recommendations of the OSCE where they've gone to implementation and people then have come back saying, oh, well, we actually don't think they work, or we don't like them, or, you know, I've identified issues with them. At that stage, should those go back to the OSCE and the respective work team, or would that be something for the drafting team to take on? So I think that's, you know, I think Avery commented there that, you know, it depends a bit. You know, if the steering committee is still alive and still active, it might be appropriate to go back. If it's not, maybe it's more appropriate then to go to the drafting team. But I think Avery's suggestion of leaving it up to the council might be appropriate, because it might be difficult to, you know, really write that in black or and white when it goes to back to the steering committees or the existing steering committees, and when it belongs in the remit of the drafting team, but of the standing committee. Sorry. So yes, that was one of the questions that you know, we thought that should be addressed, and then we've already partly discussed it today as well.
Yes. Okay. So one of one thing is, you know, with regards to the implementation, we were talking about, okay, maybe this new steering committee will take tasks from the council after the recommendations of the other steering committees have been, so it's a question, have been approved by the council or have been implemented already. So that's a difference. So a difference is the approval given by the council is one thing. And the other thing is, now it starts to get implemented, and during this implementation phase, there may arise problems or questions and these things, which then have to be dealt with. So how do you see this? It is a different in the activity. It means if a steering committee picks up an approved recommendation to review that, then there may be no practice have taken so far with that recommendation. So, what I would like to find out is if there any need for the steering committee to step in to the process in such an early. In such an early status, that means before practice have been won by the people dealing with the implemented recommendations. Philip.
Thank you. It is a good question. I mean, it's difficult to answer, I think, in the abstract, as both Avery and Marika have pointed out. I think I'd just like to talk about the subject of expertise and not wishing to reinvent the wheel. If I look at the way that the OSCE has operated, at the steering committee level, we were fully representative of all constituencies, and we were an oversight body, a second set of eyes, of non-experts, but people who knew broadly the processes and systems, looking at the recommendations that came out of our expert work teams. If I look at the working practice of the work teams, typically, they had fairly lengthy discussions on some issues in terms of the basic principles involved. You know, what are we saying as a principle, like, you know, for instance, on the declarations of interest or whatever, statements of interest. And having thought about that and agreed on those principles, they then turn those into a set of implementable rules. And you know, we look to those and discuss them, and finally they go through a set of rules. Having gone through a couple of these iterations, not just from the experts on the working team, which is also representative, but of the steering committee and finally, of course, the council itself. Now, if anything of those subsequently proves wrong, it would be a pity to have to go back to basics, if you like, if it's a simple change that's required, and in fact there's no change that anybody wants in terms of the objectives or the principles, but there's merely a mechanical change needed in a certain process which is recommended in a certain way, you know, or even the ways that staff have had to implement it. So I think there is a balance between not letting go of that expertise that's there for some of those things where that is useful, as opposed to a completely new set of eyes and new people or in a new group looking at other changes that may be required, particularly when the new rules have had a chance to bed down, see how they look. And I think that will probably be much more in the field of what's coming out of the PPSC than the sort of operational guideline rules that we've done on the OSC, because I think that's where the bigger challenges are going to be and where we will see some holes and some difficulties.
Yes. Thank you, Philip. So that's how I see also a difference, you know, regarding to what the PPSC or especially the PDP working team doing coming up with. Though this is a new process which has to be dealt with and which expertise has to be found with this. So the question is then, because and I understand that with regards to some elements of this process, we have implemented already some so-called appeal mechanisms. So that's what I understand. That is something. If somebody is not satisfied with something in the process, in specific in elements, and he can appeal according to that to the process itself, to whomever. So the question is, so that's what I don't see is should be covered by the steering by the new steering committee to deal with such items. The steering committee should just deal with some items which from the process itself come up and maybe not very, let me say, very, very beneficial, applicable to the team or to the process itself. So I hope it was understandable. And we must be very clear between the items or issues which come up with regards to the content of the recommendations given by the existing steering committees and with regards to the applicability of the procedure, let me say, for those processes. I understand. Coming back to the question of proactive versus reactive, I think so. From my understanding right now from the discussion, so we are we could agree about okay, major in mainly being that the steering committee mainly being reactive with some elements of activity which have to be, let me say, formulated. So, and I will try to do that for our next meeting, so that we have something for discussion about that. Is there any other point from your point of view with regard to the working method for this new steering committee do you have in mind? Working method also I think is there should be outlined the question of finding. No, that's different. I had a different point of decision making. I was the point of decision making where we come to later on. So then let's go to the question of membership. Philip, you had a comment on that?
Yes. thanks a lot. I found it very valuable on the OSC to know that we had a membership that was fully representative of all constituencies, so that when we were adopting as the steering committee a proposal, we knew that we had buy-in from all the constituencies. So the expectation was that by the time it got to council, there should not be significant disagreement because the constituencies themselves on council will have already, via their OSC representatives, have bought into the adoption. And if not, that would be the time to raise it. And we thought that was a useful point of efficiency to keep the discussion where it should be on the operational issues and to keep council focused on policy management. So I would recommend a similarly broad and inclusive membership for the standing committee. I think we need to call it a standing committee something as well, actually, rather than just a vague title. And in relation to your composition bullet point about council members, I would strongly recommend that we do not have council members on this group. I think council should be very much focused on the policy management, and we should be looking at other people from the constituencies and elsewhere to do the work of this group.
Okay, thank you, Philip. In part, you agreed, Avi, I saw, but you have still comments, please.
Yeah, in part, I agreed. I definitely agree that the group needs broad participation from the constituencies and stakeholder groups. I don't believe we can necessarily or should necessarily treat them as representatives to the group as we did the PPSC, or even if we do, we shouldn't count on that being the final word of what an SG or a constituency is going to say about it once it gets to the council level. There's just different dynamics there. And we shouldn't preclude the fact that no matter how hard we try in a standing committee, that, you know, still when it gets to the council, when it goes through the community review and the stakeholder group of constituency review, there's not going to be issues brought up that the people that were participating didn't. It's just, you know, because you're not going to be going back for a temperature measurement to the constituency or stakeholder group on a biweekly basis. So it's quite possible that. So I think it's critical that it be a broad participation from all the groups, you know, and including those that the GNSO reacts with. So we also want to do outreach beyond ourselves. On the participation of council members, I don't think that we have any notion of prohibiting council members from participating in groups. I think that this group should follow the pattern of, you know, certainly having a liaison to the council that's being, you know, I don't know if it's, I guess it's not approved yet, but it's being recommended by the work teams, and that this group should in general follow that set of processes and have a liaison as to whether, for example, and I'm differentiating between the drafting team, which we are now, and the group that is eventually chartered. In the group that's eventually chartered, whether a council member should or shouldn't be the chair of it is, I think, an open question, one that, you know, I've brought up in a separate venue. But I think if it's allowed generally, it should be allowed in this group. If it's disallowed generally, then it should be disallowed in this group. But that's a determination that's yet to be made. I think we have to be careful, you know, of council members in groups such as this because they do carry more weight than other people simply because we know that they're going to be voting on things later. You know, so there is sort of a weight issue there that one has to be careful. But I don't see anything in the offing that actually prohibits council members, who generally happen to be our most active members. I mean, there's a couple of us other than council members, usually ex-council members, who are still active. But if we're going to prohibit the council members from participating, I think that becomes a general issue that's problematic. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. Before I refer to Marika, so I would like to add that one of the intention of the council was raised several times on council level that we should try well to find so-called new blood on this steering or standing committee. So that means if I look around right now in this drafting group, we have still old blood, let me say, or very, very experienced blood here. But anyway, so the it's every time the same question, well, to bring new people here on such a committee. And so I personally will work on that for that on council level, and also on council level, well, in order that council members approach their constituencies or stakeholder groups, well, to find people for this, but you never know what's going to happen. Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. Maybe first a comment in relation to your last comment on old versus new, and maybe that comes back as well partly to the working method of the standing committee, because I guess another question would be, is it the standing committee itself that would, you know, make changes or, you know, propose new ways of implementing certain things, or is it just a standing committee that identifies the issues and then tasks either a sub-team or a specific group for which it can call volunteers to deal with that specific issue, which then comes back to the standing committee, who then decides whether that's the approach to go forward or not. I guess that's another discussion that, you know, the drafting team might want to have. Just a note on the membership. If the drafting team decides to move forward with a similar approach as has been done for PPSC and OSC, where the membership is basically reflective of stakeholder groups and constituencies who each designate a primary or an alternate, I think it would be helpful if there would be some kind of mechanism built in to the charter in which after a certain period of time, stakeholder groups or constituencies are asked to reconfirm that those are their representatives on the standing committee. We've seen, for example, in the PPSC where, you know, members are no longer active, or, you know, stakeholder groups or constituencies don't even know who are actually assigned to the PPSC, partly as well because, of course, it has been relatively dormant for a substantial amount of time while the work teams were doing their work. So I think it would be helpful if there's some mechanism built in, as I presume that the standing committee, the idea is as well, this is a long-standing effort, while on a regular basis the membership is confirmed to make sure that people that are on the list are the ones that are indeed responsible for either feeding back information to the constituencies and stakeholder groups and making sure that indeed that's a representative way of having the discussions.
Yes, this new blood was also meant, I think, that not only, you know, participating members of the OSC and PPSC should just move over to the new standing committee just to oversee what they did in the past, you know, or with the OSC and PPSC decision. So it was the intention, okay, to have an independent view on the items. That's a wish, a request, but we have to work on that. Philip, and then Avi.
Thanks. To clarify what I said earlier about council members, I wasn't proposing that we ban council members. I was simply proposing that we didn't encourage them. I think the way that you would populate the standing committee would be the normal call for members in the constituencies. Choose to nominate a council member, then, and so be it. But I don't think we should be soliciting council members per se. That was my point. To Marika's point about working method, I would have thought that the level of work that we do should be sufficiently discreet in terms of packets of work that probably the standing committee itself should be doing the work and not being a management body, but I'm open to how that happens. It doesn't really matter as long as the work gets done. And as for the point about old blood and new blood, I mean, to be realistic, it wasn't council saying this is absolutely essential. I was on that particular call, and it was a suggestion from Stefan. Mm-hmm. Now, I think there is a lot to be said for new blood in the policy development area on working groups, etc. Not only is that a good thing, but it's also an area where it's much easier to attract new blood because that's much more interesting. On the other hand, I think the nature of this sort of new group, as was the steering committees, all to do with process, I think does need an understanding of history and the heritage of these organizations. And so I think actually, in contrast to what Stefan was saying, there was probably a reason for old blood in such a group as this, more so than almost any other group that the GNSO is forming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thanks. Abby, yes?
Yeah, just a quick addition. I think I agree to all that. I think, especially in drafting teams, it's old blood, because coming up with charters is definitely an old blood type of activity. But I think we constantly have to be looking for the mix of the old and the new, so that, you know. And, you know, I guess the only other thing I'd mend is to some people coming in ICANN are pure process freaks, and that's what they care about most. So we may actually find new blood that finds this interesting.
Yeah, thanks. We have still 3 minutes to go, so I would like to use that time to talk about the how to organize ourselves and what is could be a time schedule for this drafting team. I have two questions here. My task is to present a charter, or you can say, or options of charters to the council. So the question is, when could that take place? Is it maybe possible already to do something, well, to present something in San Francisco, for example, which is 4 weeks ahead? That's one question. What is your feeling about that? And that's the other question is then the timing. So with regards to next meeting, my suggestion would be 1 week from now. So I would like personally well to prepare something, a document to send it out, reflecting the ideas from today and drafting something, so which we could also then amend and comment on the list about that. And then, if possible, because I don't see that the drafting team itself takes so much time to draft something, and we do not have too much different views on that. So that's what I understand from the discussion today. So just put it to paper, that's what I'm doing, and then discuss it and then present it. So that would be my suggestion. I see Avery nodding or agreeing. Philip?
Yes, happy with all that in terms of process. On timing of our next meeting, I would have a problem Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, but no problems for the Thursday or the Friday. If that's difficult for other people, perhaps we could do another doodle poll just to get a...
Thursday may be a problem for others because there are different teams as well on Thursday,
yeah.
I understand.
And the council as well, isn't it, on Thursday?
The council is beginning of March.
Okay.
No, it's 24th. 24th of February. That
is. Okay,
Avi, how do you see that, Thursday, Friday?
This is Avery. I have problems all next week, so either early in the meeting or late at night, but I'm going to be doing IGF and CSTD meetings next week, so I'll be in a weird schedule.
Okay. Let's do it. And Tatiana, I don't know, what's your schedule? Is that?
No, it's Tatiana. I'm ready for that.
Okay. So, okay, my suggestion is, well, then we have to go for a doodle again, I think I understand. So I will get in contact with Gisa about a doodle next week, tentatively. Is it really, Philip, for you, excluded, Monday to Wednesday, is to be excluded fully?
Certainly the Tuesday, Wednesday I'm in a meeting all day as well. If it was earlier in the day, Monday would be okay. Before Brussels time, 12:30, so that would be 3 hours earlier than today's start.
That could happen. So are you in Sweden or where?
I'll be in Geneva, so I'll be on European time. Although I'm not that time sensitive. I'll get up in the middle of the night if I have to.
But we may have problems with Mary Wong as well. Okay, let me try. So I will try to send out a doodle and we will see what's going to happen. And in between, I will send out also a document that we can do something on the list.
Well, this is Marika.
Philip, would like to say something?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just on the proposal of having something ready for discussion in San Francisco, I just want to make sure that people are aware of, in principle, the publication deadline that exists, which is actually the 21st of February for any items that are to be discussed in the at the ICANN meeting in San Francisco. Council can ignore that, but I just need to point that out.
Marika, question on that. Does that apply to things like a charter, or wouldn't that be the motion deadline of the GNSO? It's not like this is a document to be reviewed, per se.
If it's indeed already in the form of a motion for the council to adopt, then the motion deadline applies. It's more if it's a more general discussion, I guess then there might be a gray zone there.
Ideally,
it would be good if we had something to discuss at a 40-minute meeting in San Francisco, wouldn't it?
Yes. Okay, so I will prepare for that. So thank you very much for today's discussion, and we'll get in contact again. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.